Coming up in this program, Professor, Doctor, Physician, Writer, Author, and Patient Dr. Terry Walls tells us about how she cured herself from multiple sclerosis using the Walls Protocol and Paleo Diet. Today we're joined in the studio by Dr. Terry Walls. Now, she's a clinical professor of medicine at the University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine in Iowa City. She teaches internal medicine there. She also does clinical research, and you'll find her published in over 60 peer-reviewed scientific abstracts, posts, and papers. Dr. Walls is also the author of The Walls Protocol, a book which many have found the secret to getting their life back. Now, not only is she a doctor, she's also a patient. Back in 2000, she was diagnosed with a relapse-remitting multiple sclerosis, and by 2003, she'd gone on to the next stage. Now, she went through lots and lots of different types of conventional therapy in order to try and do something about the multiple sclerosis, but unfortunately, none of those worked, and she ended up spending her time in a zero-gravity chair. But rather than me witter on, let's dive straight into the interview. So I'll pass you over to Alan. Alan.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us again. Today we have Dr. Terry Walls of the fame Minding My Mitochondria. And she recently came out with a new book, The Walls Protocol, which I'm very excited to ask a few questions about. So first of all, in your first book, Minding My Mitochondria, you explain how you went from your motorized wheelchair to riding your bicycle in about 9 months. Can you expand on that?
Yeah. So I have secondary progressive multiple sclerosis, and that's the phase of MS that's a steady decline. In fact, it had been declining about 7 years. When I hit the wheelchair in 2003, I began studying the basic science, reading mouse models of MS, Parkinson's, and other diseases with shrinking brains, added some vitamins and supplements, and that seemed to slow the speed of my decline, but I was still declining. And by 2007, I had difficulty sitting in a standard chair more than 10 or 15 minutes. I had to be in a zero gravity chair, fully reclined with my knees higher than my nose. I could walk short distances using two canes. I was losing my keys, my phone, and it was clear that although the university and the VA had redesigned my job multiple times, I was probably now having to think about going out for early disability. But that summer, that was a huge thing for me. My chief of staff had called me in to say, we're going to reassign you to a new clinic, right, to a job I knew I wouldn't be able to do, and that would be effective January of 2008. But, you know, God was incredibly kind. That summer, I discovered the Institute of Functional Medicine. I took their course, Neuroprotection, a Functional Medicine Approach for Common and Uncommon Neurologic Syndromes. It really deepened my understanding of what I could do. I had a much longer list of vitamins and supplements that I added. But, you know, I then had a really profound realization that I should get these vitamins, amino acids, essential fats from food, and I'd probably get many more compounds that had yet to be named or identified that would be helpful. So I had, you know, I'll take you back a little bit. In 2002, my neurology doctors had introduced me to Dr. Cordain and paleo eating. So I, after 20 years of being a vegetarian, I reintroduced meat into my diet, 2002, took out grains, legumes, and dairy, but I had continued declining. So in 2007, what I did that was so remarkable was now I had a list of nutrients that my mitochondria needed, my brain cells needed, and I searched, taught myself where they were in the food supply. I reorganized my diet, still along paleo principles, but now I was stressing at these really incredibly nutrient-dense foods. Within 3 months, I went from needing my tilt-reclined wheelchair, needing both walking sticks to walk short distances, to walking easily using just one cane. Then within 6 months, I was walking without a cane, got on my bike for the first time in 6 years, pedaled around the block. And at 9 months, I completed an 18-mile bicycle tour with my family. That completely changed how I thought about disease and health. It changed the way I practiced medicine. And it also would come to change the type of clinical research that I do. I tell people that it really felt like I was Paul on the way to Damascus, that I'd been struck down, that old conventional doc who relied on drugs and surgeries has been replaced with someone who really understands the biochemistry of life, intellectually and now experientially. And so I see the world in a very new way.
Excellent.
Thank you. And by the way, I wanted to mention, as a chef nutritionist, I use your first book as a guide for helping my friend Virginia in Chicago. So she's doing better thanks to you as well.
So wonderful.
And I also like the fact that the recipes you give us are tasty recipe. As a chef, that's important to me, because if you offer a diet to patient and it's boring and bland and has no flavor, then they probably will not follow the protocol. So thank you for that as well. Are these all your recipes?
Yeah, these are things that I routinely prepare at home. Growing up, my mom got me in the kitchen, got me comfortable experimenting, creating new recipes, new ideas. That's always been a very fun activity for me.
Would you consider your diet or your protocol a paleo diet or ketogenic diet?
So I actually have several levels of my protocol, and I wanted very much to reach out to a wide population of people. I personally follow a paleo diet, and I gave up being a vegetarian. But one of the members on my research team is a vegetarian for very deep spiritual and religious reasons. So that really motivated me to create a plan that a vegetarian vegan could follow, that I could teach them how to do their diets in a more healthy way, and they could still get the benefit of increased nutrition. I also give them some guidance to figure out, is the vegetarian diet part of the reason they became ill, and an opportunity for them to consider adding meat back into the diet. So level one is the 9 cups of vegetables. We stress high quality protein, preferably animal protein, but I do provide vegan and vegetarian options. And then at the next level, it's much more structured paleo diet. We still have the 9 cups of vegetables, meat. Now we add in organ meat and a specified amount of wild cold water fish, fermented foods. We sprout the nuts and seeds, and we also add seaweed. And then at the next level, I explain the benefit of ketosis and who would be probably best served by going into ketosis. So we make some modifications to the diet, adding more fat, reducing the fruit and the carbs so that people can get into ketosis. But most importantly, at all three of these diets, I had 31 nutrients that I now track as critical for mitochondria and brain cell health. So as we made the food rules for each plan, we created a menu, did the research quality analysis of that menu to confirm that we're delivering those 31 nutrients. And as a result, really is the only diet book that has actually analyzed and confirmed that I'm delivering the nutrients that I say are important to your brain.
This is absolutely fascinating, you know.
So science-driven and validated. So it's written for the public, but I provide information so the nutrition specialist, the physician specialist, can see, though we've removed things from the diet, this is still the most nutrient-dense diet that is available to the public.
Mm. Right. And as I understand it, you're also doing some trials in scientific, actually, double-blind testing.
It's not double-blinded. We do have ongoing trials that are double-blinded right now. We have published our first study showing great compliance and very effective results for fatigue. We have 4 more papers planned for that study. I'm recruiting now for another study that is diet only, and that's randomized. That will finish up this December, and then we'll be writing that up. And the preliminary results are very, very promising.
Going back to Alan's question, if I may just interject a minute, whether it's sort of more paleo or low carb, it seems to go through sort of the whole spectrum.
Yes, it does. And that's to give people a step-by-step roadmap from their current diet to progressively more nutrient-dense diet that's more health-promoting. And people asked for that step-by-step guidance, and so that's what we provided.
I think that's important too. You know, we do all of our recipes now are step-by-step, for instance, because people just seem to get it just so much more easily.
Right, right. That's also how I write my recipes too. Step one, step two, step three. It's just common sense. I noticed that you also suggest supplementation. What is your position on the chance that some of the supplements might be synthetic or contain genetically engineered ingredients?
And I think that is something to be concerned about. I think we have to be concerned about the ratios of nutrients, because if you get the ratios out of whack, you create insufficiencies. So strong bias for food and very targeted use of supplements that should be monitored by some sort of lab monitoring, so you don't over replace and get the ratios between your minerals or fats or vitamins out of whack. You know, I think many people don't realize that a lot of our supplements are coming out of China, and a lot of them are coming out of genetically modified bacterial vats.
Absolutely, yes. One concept that intrigued me a lot was the concept of epigenetics. Can you explain that?
So epigenetic is the term how the environment speaks to our DNA and changes the phenotype, that is how we appear and perform as an organism, without changing my DNA. And furthermore, those changes will be passed on to my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchildren. So the food that I eat will turn on or turn off genes that have a dramatic impact on whether I'm healthy in the wild phenotype or the inflamed, sickly, disease-prone phenotype. And the food we eat is the biggest determinant. Sugar, white flour turns on the wrong kind of genes.
Since MS is an autoimmune disease, most likely some of the sufferers would have an inflamed gut as well.
Yes.
So do you suggest to heal the gut before or during? No.
Certainly, anybody with any kind of gut issues will probably do well to start with soups, stews, a lot of bone broth, and get the gut in better shape to absorb the nutrients. They won't do well with a lot of raw foods. And it certainly is my intent that bone broths and soups should be how you start.
Absolutely. And would you suggest also probiotics and fermented foods?
Probiotics and fermented food are extremely helpful. And, you know, I talk about that in my second level diet, but it would be great to start with that.
So can you tell us how different the Walls protocol is from your first book?
So easily there's 80% new material, much more detailed specific guidance in a step-by-step fashion, a comprehensive conversation about supplements, a conversation about how to speak to your primary care doc, get some labs that you can use to monitor your condition, what the target results are for those labs. I have a bigger conversation about the things you can do beyond food, including stress reduction, exercise, more information on detoxification, more information on the use of electrical therapy, which is part of my program as well. And we have lots of Walls Warrior stories that people can see how other people have been benefited as well. It really is a much, much more lay-friendly and a much more effective user's manual.
Very nice. How, for some people that are pro-GAPS diet, how is your protocol different or better or improve on the GAPS diet?
So I think I'm improved because I've identified the nutrients that we know cells need. And we've designed a diet to make sure we have those 31 key nutrients. It's not that the GAPS diet is bad, but I think this is a step up for the GAPS and a step up for the paleo diets because it helps people have a more nutrient-dense program.
Cool. I didn't imply that the GAPS diet was a bad diet. Yeah. Maybe it's a safe. maybe the GAPS is a step in the right direction and you can move on.
It's definitely a step in the right direction. The paleo diets are a step in the right direction. And we're all learning. So I think mine is getting closer, and in a couple of years, mine will be further refined as well.
Mm. Right, right. Mm. So for the hardcore vegan, for example, would them using hemp protein or algae protein, would that be sufficient, or you still suggest animal-based protein?
Well, I suggest animal-based protein, but I do recognize for spiritual reasons some people are not going to go there. So I give them some guidance on how to improve the quality of their protein and reduce the probability of an immune reaction. And we talk about how to determine if they're still having problems revisiting the issue of animal protein.
I know a lot of people have the impression that your diet is all about healing MS, but it actually tackles a whole load of other things now, if I've understood it right.
Absolutely. It'll improve Parkinson's, fibromyalgia, other autoimmune conditions, traumatic brain injury, mental health, diabetes, obesity, heart disease. We use it in my primary care clinics, traumatic brain injury clinics, lifestyle clinic, which takes care of complex chronic health problems, usually many diagnoses, including several autoimmune problems. It's been very successful.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you mentioned earlier, but you were both talking about vitamins. One of the biggest problems that we find people have is actually sourcing good quality vitamins. Do you have any sort of advice you can give on that?
I like Jeff Bland's company. I have a great deal of confidence in his products. And then there's products, Body Bio out of New Jersey, I also have confidence in. But you really want to take a look at where the manufacturing is and how it's been certified.
Mm, okay, brilliant.
I have a suggestion too. My favorite, and that's the only vitamin I take, is New Chapter. And the reason I use it, because it's food-based. And secondly, it's USDA certified organic and certified non-GMO as well.
Now, I mean, this has been a thoroughly fascinating chat, and I'm sure people are going to want to know more about your work and where they can get hold of you to find that out. Where's the best place for them to get that information?
So if you're interested in my clinical trials, mm-hmm. you can call my office 319-356. 4421.
Yeah.
I recommend people go follow me on Twitter, Terry Walls, mm-hmm. Facebook, Terry Walls MD, yeah. and visit my website, Terry Walls, TERRY, Walls, WHLS.com. We have some free materials you can download, great information about toxins and disease, and a recipe handout and guide. And we have a lot of information to help people get started.
Excellent, excellent. Wonderful stuff. Now, is there anything that we haven't covered, Terry, that you want to add in?
Well, I want to remind people that by giving your cells the best nutrition possible, because life is self-correcting biochemistry, as cells work more effectively, your organs will work more effectively, and you, the whole organism, will be steadily healthier. What I see people do is they use them when they come back for the 3-month visit. They are typically reporting that their energy is better, their mental clarity is better. The women are pleased that weight, and the guys too, that weight's not without being hungry. If they're overweight, and the guys have a big smile telling me that, you know, my love life is a lot better too.
Excellent.
You know, when your cells work better, the whole person, work better. And I see people typically use them for the next 3 to 5 years.
That does make me ask another question. What are sort of the long-term benefits of this particular way of eating?
Well, you know, if we look at most of our chronic diseases, we see that 70 to 95% of the risk for getting that disease, and we're talking diabetes, strokes, heart attacks, cancers, are related to diet, smoking status, and exercise level. Mm. If we throw in autoimmunity, now it's, again, 90 to 95% of the risk. And if we throw in Alzheimer's, that's 75 to 95% of the risk. So by eating this incredibly nutrient-dense diet, you know, the 9 cups of vegetables, protein to appetite, you're lowering your risk for cancers, heart attacks, strokes, dementia, autoimmune problems. And if you have any of those, you're reducing the environmental factors that led to that disease. And so likely your disease will stabilize. And if you stay with it time and time again, I see symptoms reduce and the need for medication reduce. And people come in, you know, looking years younger. It's really a tremendous joy to watch.
Excellent.
So you would suggest your protocol as a preventive measure as well?
You know, I certainly would. And interestingly enough, I've had several athletes contact me to tell me that their athletic performance has taken a big jump up as they implement the protocol.
Just as an aside, I found that years ago when I switched to low-carb, almost to the point where the trainer in the gym came to me one day and said, you know, I've just noticed what you've been doing. You're doing everything you used to do, but in less than half the time. He said to me, are you on drugs?
Yes, the most potent ones of all.
Yes.
Food. Please pick up the Walls protocol for yourself, for your friends, for your family, and your physician, and become part of the Walls warrior community that's out there creating an epidemic of health.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you very much. Alan, do you have anything else to add to that?
Well, thank you, Dr. Walls, for being with us and giving all this great advice to our listeners. And we all appreciate your advice. I certainly will keep an eye on your program and start implementing it with my clients as well.
Thank you. I'm blessed to have your friendship.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure. Thank you very much, Dr. Walls.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Don't forget, if you want any more details about Dr. Walls' program and all the other things that we've covered in this show, please do look in the show notes below the recording. And if you're not on either lowcarbpaleoshow.com nor on lowcarbmag.com, then just go to one of those two websites and you'll find all the details. That's it for this special show with Dr. Terry Walls. There'll be more interviews with more interesting people coming up very soon. Until then, have a great time.